Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, with Kelly McGrory's success yesterday at the Nationals, was there more success for Donegal athletes today?
Yes. A much more encouraging day today, probably the best day of the 3 days. And I was given out yesterday about maybe lack of impact with just 4 medals over the 2 days, but gathered in a few championship best performances and stuff like that today in terms of titles. So let me just go through it here. Very early on the day, about 11 o'clock competition, the shot put men. It was always going to be down, and we anticipated it going to be between the two Finn Valley boys, Gavin McLaughlin and James Kelly. And indeed, that's exactly the way it turned out, with Sean Branagh from Galway third. But Gavin McLaughlin was the surprise winner at 16:51. He won his first national senior title ever. He finished fifth yesterday in the discus at 44.90. So he was fifth in the discus yesterday. And a really, really, really red-letter day for Gavin McLaughlin, the young fella from Risky and Conby. So big, big, big deal for him. James Kelly followed him pretty much inch for inch through the competition, 16:42, only 9 centimetres separated them, but a 1-2 for Finn Valley, rather unique, you know, to get 1-2 in a national senior championship from the same club. So well done to those two guys. Then we were back on the track then about lunchtime with the Donegal interest again, and Conal McMahon, again, I alluded to him yesterday. I said that, you know, he was in there with a shout for a medal. Well, not only was he in for a shout for a medal, but he won the national title, his first ever title. The Tyrconnell athlete jumping 14:38, and indeed, 3 of his jumps were over 14 metres. And yesterday I mentioned that that Donegal record is so, so near to his 14:47. Now, he jumped 14:38. So there's only 9 centimetres again between him and that Donegal record. And the interesting thing about the Donegal record, which is held by Nick Sweeney from Dunlow, it was set back in 1974. So Conal McMahon, the new Irish triple jump champion from Tyrconnell Athletic Club, is still chasing that record from 1974. But today, a gold medal performance at national level. And then towards the end of the evening, we had Gareth Crawford from the Lifford Band Club. He threw 64.59. That was good enough for third. He's been here there before in a medal position at national championships. And he was back in a national championship medal position today, finishing third from Lifford Band. So well done to him. He's only a young lad, and he's consistent. He's been consistent through the season at 54.65. So, you know, a few months left of the season, so hopefully he can kick in over 66. But a bronze medal, national senior championships for this young man who's still under 23. The other news of a positive nature was that Summer Leckie, who would have been shooting for, you know, gold in the high jump, she has won the national title on many, many occasions in the past, had to withdraw through injury yesterday and early this morning. So the word came through that she was gone from the start list. So that was a bit disappointing, but hopefully that injury will clear up and she'll get back into competition later in the season. So that was the story of the Donegal participation today. That first ever championship success for Gavin McLaughlin and Conal McMahon.
Yeah, and there was also some Ulster success, Patsy, wasn't there?
There was success at Ulster Masters level. We had Donegal athletes getting gold medal performances up there. There was Catherine McDevitt from Letterkenny. She won the 200 metres. And then there was Martin Cunningham from the Tyrconnell Club, 1500 metre winner. Bosco Reid from Finn Valley winning a shot. Parik McKinney from Inishowen won on the 3000. And Nicole O'Donnell got a double victory in the 100 metres and 200 metres from the Rosses Club. And indeed, Nicole has won medals at national level, Masters level previously. So she's just continuing a run of success. So well done to her there. And another bit of information was Finn O'Neill from the Lifford Band Club was in Hexham in England over the weekend competing in a decathlon. And he was leading the decathlon with a number of personal best performances after day one. So I don't know what's going on day two, but he was doing extremely well. And there was an EAP, a European Athletics Permit meet under 18. So well done to him. Very encouraging. He is an excellent athlete, but to be able to produce a couple of PBs, that's big news, really.
Yeah, some great performances there. And Patsy, then before you go, we'll have to talk about Mark English. He finished third in Germany this afternoon.
He did, and he had another absolutely world-class run, and a 1:45.51, but it wasn't the time that he wanted. He's looking for 1:45.20. So, you know, work that out. 1:45.51 is just margins away from the qualifying time once again. And, you know, I can't even remember the number of cities he's been in the last 10 to 12 days. He's ran world-class races at each and every one of them. You know, he's been down there in 145 time, getting times back every time. He's been so close to that automatic Olympic qualification. He was so close to it today, but he still hasn't got the automatic qualification. And he probably had it in his grasp again today. You know, he went through high 51 at 400 metres, and then a bit of a breeze caught him. The weather was good enough. It was lovely conditions, except for the wind. And the one caught him in the back straight. And I would say that may have made the difference in terms of, you know, getting the qualification, because you're down to very fine margins at this level. So he still has it. So what happens now? Well, he's on a plane tomorrow morning to a place to outside of Valencia to a meet there. And Castellón is the name of the place, Castellón. The deadline situation for Mark and for every athlete in the world is Tuesday midnight. Now, at the moment, Mark, as of now, as me, I'm sitting here telling you, Mark is still in an Olympic position, an Olympic qualifying position, because, you know, it's 48 to go to the Olympics. He's still inside the 48, so we'll have to hope for the best that it'll all work out for him. And that, but he was chasing the time today. He didn't get it. He ran a brilliant race. He ran a brilliant time, but he just didn't get that 1:45.20. So, look, we'll have to keep our fingers crossed. He's in Castellón in Spain. Outside of Barcelona, and he's between Barcelona and Valencia, and he's in action again on Tuesday night. The only thing that would worry me, and he knows this himself, and we discussed this morning, he's getting tired now. The travel may be beginning to kick in, you know. So look, he's got to get his head down. He's got to try and nail it. He's got to be positive, and he's got to approach it with a great deal of aggression. So just let's see what happens on Tuesday night, because it's such a big deal to get to the Olympic Games. So I hope, we do hope that he can hang on there. But he is, I repeat, he is in a qualification position for the Olympic Games Sunday night, with the deadline on Tuesday night.
Yeah, fingers crossed Mark can make it. Thanks, Patsy, for joining us today on Sunday Sport.